99. Housing. Dialogue 1.
My lease ends next month, so I have to find a new place.
I feel sorry for you. It's a jungle out there.
Do you know any places?
Well, I guess I can ask around to see if anyone's got a room or apartment available.
Thank you. I think I should also have a look at the internet to see if anyone's got a sublet.
How much are you looking to spend?
I can only afford about 1,000 yuan a month.
Looks like you'll have to get a place in the suburbs.
It doesn't matter. But if it needs to be close to the subway or on a convenient bus route.
Anything you need to have in the place?
I want a bedroom with a full bath. And it'll be better if the bedroom is on the sunny side.
You can also check out university bulletin boards.
Why? Will those students be who are leaving?
Not really, but landlords put up notices there to attract students, and they often have low rent.
Thank you. I'll be sure to take a look.
Good luck. Dialogue 2.
Monica, I heard you're trying to buy a new house. Is that true?
Yes, but seeing the ever-rising prices, I'm afraid I'll never be able to afford one.
Oh, that's definitely a problem for most of us wage earners.
Houses are ridiculously expensive these days.
What about second-hand houses?
I've been looking, but they're not much cheaper, and I don't think it's worth all the problems of an older house.
Do you think the government will take some steps to cool down the overheated real estate market?
Maybe. But I don't think it will make any difference. The demand is too high.
So, what's your budget like?
I'm thinking between 3,000 yuan and 7,000 yuan per square meter.
Oh, I see. In that case, you need to wait a while.
But I'm afraid it will go from bad to worse. I can't help being worried.
Take it easy. I heard there may be a bubble in the real estate market.
You mean it will burst sooner or later?
Yes. The house prices have already gone down in Shenzhen and Shanghai.
That's true. I'll just have to keep my fingers crossed.